Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record and edit and upload audio reports wherever you might be, so they can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite shows to your phone every morning, so whether you're offline or online, you can listen whenever you want. Pandora dropped a bombshell on the industry this week. I'll talk about that. But first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit West, April 17th in Las Vegas. Our events are widely regarded as the leading knowledge and networking conferences of the streaming audio industry. Too early to think about an event in April? Well, not if you're interested in this industry and its future. Besides, super early bird pricing is in effect now. Go to rainnews.com and click Summits. This week, there has been one dominating story in the streaming audio business. Pandora acquired Ardio from bankruptcy. It's actually two stories because who knew Ardio was bankrupt? So the demise of one well-known, highly regarded music service and its acquisition by the world's internet radio leader. The deal must wait to be approved by the bankruptcy court in its auction proceeding. But if all goes according to plan, Pandora will pay $75 million for certain technology assets and intellectual property from Ardio. Those assets will not include the Ardio brand or the business operation. Ardio will be wound down, in the words of Pandora CEO Brian McAndrews. Pandora will take a significant number of employees from Ardio and migrate them into Pandora, but one of them will not be Ardio CEO Anthony Bay. The dissolution of Ardio and fattening up of Pandora is only half the story. The other half is Pandora's dramatic new global strategic plan. Currently operating mainly in the U.S. with a smaller presence in Australia and New Zealand, Pandora will expand geographically in 2016 to an unspecified number of countries. Furthermore, and this is the really dramatic part, Pandora will build an on-demand service alongside its internet radio platform, setting up to compete with Spotify for global leadership. Brian McAndrews called the plan a truly transformative vision for our future, positioning Pandora to become the definitive source for music enjoyment and discovery globally. McAndrews and his CFO, Mike Herring, said that the plan has been in the works for a long time. It's not without risk, but observers note that Pandora's audience growth has plateaued this year, between 78 and 80 million listeners each month. That's a big audience. Spotify has a roughly equal audience footprint of 75 million users or more since that company's last disclosure of its audience metrics. And Pandora's audience is almost entirely in one country, the U.S. The big question is whether Pandora will be able to cross-sell its existing users to an on-demand service. That is the challenge Spotify has been grappling with for years, and Spotify has succeeded in funneling 20 million of its monthly listeners into paid subscriptions. Can Pandora succeed at that level with a built-in audience that has been satisfied with non-interactive lean-back listening for years? Well, time will tell. Another podcasting study has come out. This one focuses on advertiser sentiment, and it was released by the radio syndication group in the U.S., Westwood One. The main points are these. Advertisers are interested in the marketing opportunity of podcasts, and they'll get more serious about it if audience measurement improves. According to this research, 65% of listeners remember sponsorship messages they heard in podcasts the day before. Nearly half of them retain the messaging for a week. That's good news for advertisers trying to reach an engaged audience that's really listening. On the buy side, 41% of surveyed advertisers have discussed podcasting, with 15% of surveyed marketers advertising in podcasts already. Today, Friday, November 20th, is the day that Adele's new album, 25, drops into retail stores, but probably not into streaming music services. That, according to a report in the New York Times, which cites sources close to the situation. Adele withheld her 21 album also in a similar way. She offered it to Spotify Premium, the subscription service, but not to Spotify Free, the ad-supported listening platform. Spotify didn't want to divide its catalog in that manner, so the music service didn't get the album at all when it was first released. If Adele's album does, in fact, pass over streaming platforms, it would be the third big release for the streaming industry to lose in 2 years. You remember Taylor Swift's big 1989 release in 2014 sparked her to take her entire catalog off of freemium streaming platforms. And also, when Beyoncé dropped her surprise album in 2013, it was an exclusive to iTunes. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting good new shows to listen to without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.